This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And we begin with the most famous passage of all, Luke 2, that you've heard. You've read it. You've heard it in Christmas plays with your children. You perhaps quoted it in a Christmas play. It's the second chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. Manger means feeding trough. That's all it means. Because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. They weren't afraid. They were terrified. There's a difference. Some of you know the difference because you've been terrified in some situation, perhaps. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign," not a sign, it really means in the Greek, the sign. "This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Signs are important in our life, and it's physical signs. Your day began looking at signs, whether you picked up a medicine bottle. In other words, there are things that we look at that are visual signs. There are signs that have to do with health. In doing some research, I found out there's a difference between a symptom and a sign of illness. I never knew. I thought that was the same thing. A symptom is subjective. You can have a symptom of a disease, but it can be any number of conditions or situations causing that symptom. But a sign is something objective. A clogged artery is a sign of heart disease. It's not a symptom, it's a sign that there's heart disease, for example. And isn't it interesting? The shepherds are told, go to Bethlehem. And here's the sign that the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord, you're going to find him. It's not just that he was a baby, and not that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes or cloths. The sign was he would be in a manger. Because my guess is in Bethlehem, there probably were other babies, newborn babies there, wrapped in cloth. But this was the only one that was in a feeding trough for a cradle. And this is the sign to you. And I want to talk to you about signs today in a special way, that there's a sign of Christmas to you that speaks to your life and your need for a Savior. That's the sign today. You hear a Christmas carol? Don't think of a tree or just think of, you know, this Christmas spirit or the Christmas season. Think of the Christ. And the one who came, who was God, became flesh and humbled himself. Do you imagine the humiliation, in a sense, of being from heaven and you're laid to rest in a feeding trough? You talk about humbling. Everything about Jesus is humbling. God humbled himself, Philippians says, to the point of what? To the point of death on the cross. He poured himself out. That's humbling. And that's what he did for you and for me. I want to talk about the signs maybe in a way that you've never thought about before.
Well, this message will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you realize our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any message on Cross Hope. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.